Hello, everybody. This is Josh Hankin from SandbagFitnessSystems.com, and today I have a very special guest, Paula Owens. I asked Paula to join me today because I know there's a lot of questions on people, especially around the holiday time, how to keep maximizing their fat loss, how to build muscle, and just basically how to feel much, much better. I've known Paula for over 10 years, and let me tell you a little bit about her. Paula is a nutritionist, strength coach, fitness, and weight loss expert with over 20 years of experience. She is the author of The Power of Four, Your Ultimate Guide Guaranteed to Change Your Body and Transform Your Life. She holds a master's degree in holistic nutrition, a bachelor's degree in kinesiology, and numerous professional health and fitness certifications. She works with clients all over the U.S. from the chronically ill to elite athletes, including people with hormone imbalances, those seeking weight loss, fat loss, and physique transformation, adrenal fatigue, digestive disorders, obesity, diabetes, cancer, and many other health complaints. Paula, you know, thank you so much for joining us today, and I forgot to add in just an all-around good person.
Oh, thanks, Josh. My pleasure.
You know, Paula, I know this is sort of a, you know, a lot of people may think of this as a diversion from what I normally do, but you and I met some, you know, over 10 years ago at a workshop where, you know, these ideas were really, you know, highly touted, and I think over the years people don't appreciate them. You know, tell us a little bit how you started getting in on your book and what your philosophy was developed from.
Well, my philosophy was developed just from taking seminars and education from people that I admired in the industry, and I formed my own philosophy over the years as to what I found worked best with getting results with clients, and started teaching seminars myself on, I found that fitness and exercise was just one component, and unless I address the other components as far as people's lifestyle, their stressors, their sleep and nutrition and supplementation, that the results were minimal. So the book came about from teaching seminars on those four powers, the nutrition, lifestyle, exercise, and supplements.
Well, and I think, you know, people, there's so much confusion around those areas because there's so much different information. Now, how do you basically start, you know, deciphering what's valid and what works and what doesn't?
Well, I look at research, and just what works best for one client isn't necessarily going to work or be optimal for the other client. So it's pretty much individual based on that person's biochemistry. I look at the blood labs. And again, like I said, their lifestyle. If I have an athlete that is, you know, training hard, they're in season, maybe he's not sleeping well, he's traveling a lot. Those are things I have to take into consideration when putting together, you know, a program and a nutritional plan, supplement protocol. So I pretty much take into account, like I said, the whole person.
And that's really important because, you know, we get a lot of people, I always tell them that if they're talking to me, it's probably because things aren't going like they want to go, right? we're not usually consulted because things are going just the way people plan. And we have a lot of trainers and people that want to change, you know, both their clients' life and their own. What are some common mistakes that people make when they first start addressing their overall health, fitness, and well-being?
Well, again, that can be different for each person, but oftentimes if somebody's already training, I find they're doing excessive cardio, they're overtraining, and I try to get them more of a quality program that's going to give them results faster, boost their metabolism, and just bring about health overall. So that's one thing as far as the training, and then another thing is I find specifically with the female client is they tend to undereat. They're hooked on a lot of adrenaline boosters like caffeine or the lattes, things like that, without getting enough protein to actually keep them in an anabolic state to put muscle on, which is going to help increase their metabolism.
Well, I think you hit on a big thing, Paul, and maybe you can elaborate because I know right now, you know, energy drinks are just everywhere. I think people, you know, they undersleep, they work too much, and have stress of life and family. How can those type of things, like, you know, the caffeine stimulant drinks and other things, really deter from fat loss and performance?
Well, it's okay to have some caffeine. You know, it's in moderation. And one thing with the energy drinks, you need to look at the other ingredients that's in the product, because oftentimes there's artificial sweeteners, the high fructose corn syrup, things like that. So, you know, if a person wants to have a cup of organic coffee before training, I mean, green tea I think is awesome. So it depends on what source they're going to get their caffeine from. But again, you know, you have to look at that list of ingredients on those energy drinks, because a lot of them are loaded with crap.
Well, and I know a lot of people still, you know, they feel better because they're drinking the sugar-free types, and you mentioned artificial sweeteners. What do those do to the body specifically? Because I think those can be more damaging than people believe.
Well, artificial sweeteners are so destructive for the health. They increase cardiovascular disease. They increase your appetite, especially for carbohydrates. They also can contribute to cravings, weight gain, bloating, headaches. So there's all sorts of side effects from these artificial sweeteners. And in my opinion, it's best to, you know, if you want to sweeten something, use the stevia.
Oh, great. Great advice. Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of people, when they're drinking a lot of this stuff, you know, to excess, and they're having them, you know, every day of the week, it seems like they're trying to mask things like adrenal fatigue and overtraining. What are your thoughts on that, and how can people start, you know, getting an idea if they're, you know, reaching those states?
Well, we seldom have a client that's not in some stage of adrenal fatigue, and that's because of, you know, our fast-paced, sympathetic dominant type of lifestyle. So I can tell just by looking at someone, I mean, if they're in a deeper stage of adrenal fatigue, underneath the eyes, it gets kind of like a bluish tint. But mm-hmm. There's different stages of adrenal fatigue, and it just, you know, again, it depends on the individual. If they're constantly sore from training, if they're not seeing progress, if they don't have the oomph to get into the gym, not sleeping well. I mean, there's all different types of symptoms as far as adrenal fatigue.
Well, that sounds like most people I know, in fact. You know, I think all of us know a lot of people like that, even those close to us. So, you know, once a person starts feeling like they may be on that path, I mean, are there things that they can start doing in their lifestyle or that you outline in the book that can start getting them back on the right path?
Absolutely. I believe in taking at least, you know, starting with a couple minutes a day of deep diaphragmatic breathing, the meditation. People need to back off on the training. You can still train, but you can shorten the time that you're in the gym. Also, high-quality nutrition. The adrenals will not heal without that. So you really need to pay attention to your nutrition and get good, quality, restful sleep. You know, oftentimes throughout the day, it's okay to take 30 minutes and sit back and read or just, you know, close your eyes for a little bit just to unwind. We don't need to be on this constant overdrive, which the majority of people are. And then find that with training, it just exasperates it.
Well, let's talk about the training a little bit, because, you know, you're one of the most fit women I've ever met. So, you know, I want people to appreciate you're not just talking as though you've never lifted anything. You were incredibly strong. I say that in the past, it's because we all change our goals. But you know, when you were pushing it, it was incredibly impressive. You know, with training, it's so hard because I think so many people feel like they have to beat themselves up every time they train. The training has to be super intense, super hard. If they're not walking away dead, that wasn't a good workout. What are your thoughts on that, and what does it do long-term to the body?
Well, over time, I mean, it beats the body up. And the older one is in training years, we don't need to train to the excess that we did years ago. And I can speak for myself. I mean, I'm still very lean, maintain, you know, 10% body fat. I'm still strong. And I get in the gym 3 times a week. You know, I train total body, and my workouts are under an hour long. So you just need to really be in touch with your body and listen to your body. And I have found, I mean, I'm training competitors and whatnot, and less is more. I mean, sitting there and doing 3 hours a day of training, it's uncalled for, and you're not going to reap the results that you want.
Well, what are your thoughts, too? Because I've recently had a lot of people ask me, you know, there are the beliefs, you know, definitely on board with the shorter workouts, but every workout is just a massively intense circuit or interval type of workout. I mean, can those two in the long run just beat you up and drain your adrenals and other anabolic systems?
Well, you know, again, it depends on the person. If they're taking other measures in their lifestyle for recovery, as far as quality nutrition, hydration, getting the rest, the massage, the stretching, you know, somebody can handle that type of training. So it's all real individual, but again, the other components need to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of us, I was just talking to the military guys about this, you know, they define the quality of the workouts by how beaten up they are, not really the result-driven. What types, you know, when you consult with your clients, what do you try to get them to focus upon, you know, goals and results that are actually healthier and more in a long-term base?
Well, again, it's going to be real individual, but what I have found is over the years, Josh, you know, I've been doing this 20-some years, and there's very few people that can take everything I tell them and implement it in their life and stick with it. And that's the main thing for me. I want long-term results. I want it to be a lifestyle. So what I have found that really works, and I have this in my book, The Power of Four, is that the client starts with two things every week. So like the client I just finished up with, I have him focusing on getting a quality breakfast every morning because, you know, he is in adrenal fatigue. So I'm focusing with him on a quality, nutritious breakfast, and then I'm giving him some stretches and things that he will be doing at home every day. So those are the two things for him. And then next week I'll add one or two more things, and he'll continue with the two things I initially set up today. And I just have found that people can handle that a little bit better in their life. They can accommodate it and, you know, follow through.
I think that's a great point because I know a lot of people, what's the saying, they vomit information on their clients and their eyes go glassy. But, you know, you work with a lot of professional athletes too, and the rule still applies, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think people have the wrong impression, right?
Pardon?
I think people get the wrong impression that those people live to train. That's not necessarily the case, huh?
That's correct. They have other forms of recovery at their hands. You know, they may have, you know, their massage therapist that they're seeing once a week versus, you know, your average client is maybe going once a month. They may have somebody stretching them full time, you know, on a full time basis versus our average client does not. So.
Well, and you brought up the nutrition. You've mentioned a couple of different times, and I think, you know, I forgot who it said, but I think a lot of people try to outwork their nutrition, meaning they try to work out to make up for bad nutrition. You know, I know, you know, nutrition, just like anything else, is very individualized, but what are some, like, common faults that you see a lot of people fall into and traps that they may not be even aware that they're not doing any good for themselves?
Well, portion control, that's a major one, I think, overall with society. If people are really mindful when they're eating and actually chewing the food versus, you know, gobbling it down, they'll be in touch. Their body's going to tell them when they're full. So, again, it's, you know, excess there, eating in excess. So portion control is number one. And then, you know, not choosing the appropriate macronutrient. There's those that may be overdoing the protein, others that aren't getting enough. And, you know, the basics, Josh, not getting enough of the fiber from the fruits and vegetables, and then quality fats. A lot of people, not so much anymore, are fat phobic, but, you know, I've seen that over the years too, where a lot of clients are phobic of eating any type of fat.
It's still, you know, I think it's still out there, but I think you're right. People have become more open to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I know, you know, there's a lot of discussions upon, you know, optimal ratios of macronutrients and so forth. I mean, do you have a more individualized approach to it, or do you think there is more of a one fits all type of concept?
Well, it is pretty individual, but in a basic content, if you take your plate and, you know, divide it by three. You're getting your protein, your vegetable, your fibrous carbohydrate. That's just in basic term. We don't need to get real anal about it. I think if we're just making quality choices from the food groups, you're going to look and feel better.
Mm-hmm. And along that lines, I mean, the whole, you mentioned supplements, you know, in the beginning. I think that's just as confusing for people with nutrition because they're so inundated with information, commercials, and so forth. You know, what type of stuff may you recommend to someone? I know supplements, just like anything else, are pretty individualized, but can you explain to people why that is?
Well, because everybody's biochemistry is different, and it depends on, again, their age, their activity level, specific health conditions going on with that person. But a couple of the supplements that I recommend pretty much across the board are going to be the omega-3 fish oils, the vitamin D, and a digestive enzyme. Probiotics are another one, but pretty much those are the staples.
Now, the one, I mean, I think people are getting a little more familiar with fish oils, and digestive enzymes are a good thing we should touch on. But, I mean, you know, what's your thought on the vitamin D? Because I know for a lot of people that's going to be kind of a new idea, especially those of us that live in warm climates.
Well, they've done research, and people in actually right here in Arizona and in Hawaii, over 70% of the individuals were deficient in vitamin D. So I recommend that people ask their doctors to please include that on their labs when they're going in to be tested to see where the levels are, because you want to keep the ranges anywhere between 60 and 90, you know, when you're assessing your labs. And vitamin D is one of the best supplements for our immune system. You know, we get a little bit from the sunlight, but very few people go out there without the sunscreen. So I believe in supplementing with the vitamin D.
Now, what type of symptoms do people exhibit when they're possibly deficient in vitamin D and they want to go check?
Well, vitamin D I didn't even know for myself I was low in vitamin D, and I walk outside, I'm in the sunlight out here in Arizona. So for females specifically, they may experience low back pain, but it's more with a female that will experience that when they're vitamin D deficient. But it's pretty much epidemic, like I was telling you. You know, 85% of Americans overall are deficient, and 95% of African Americans, you know, those with the darker skin. But it's really great for those, like let's say somebody has osteoporosis or elevated blood pressure. Vitamin D is awesome for that. It also helps lower the risk of cancer, diabetes, and pretty much all diseases. So it lowers inflammation in the body. And, you know, like you said, there's been a lot of attention given to vitamin D and clinical research in various journals recently.
And with that, too, you know, you just mentioned that digestive enzymes is the third. As someone who, I know, I can tell a lot of people that digestive issues make your life just horrific sometimes. You know, why is such a focus on the digestive part for people, for those that don't think they have an issue?
Well, hydrochloric acid in our bodies diminishes as we age. When we're deficient in hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes that break down the food and the supplements, the food that you're eating or the supplements that you're taking are not going to get in at the cellular level. And when that happens, it sets up for, you know, all sorts of things such as IBS, just issues with your, you know, the digestion. People could be having symptoms of bloating. There's all different things that could be going on with the individual. You know, skin breaking out. It just depends on the person.
And you know, in your book, I mean, do you sort of go in depth upon, you know, how people may start, you know, assessing themselves, or do you recommend that, you know, after they sort of educate themselves with your book a little bit, they go see their physician, or what's a good plan of attack?
Well, the book is loaded with information to educate the person. I do talk about the like the top five supplements that I pretty much overall with my clients have found that, you know, those should be the ones that we start with, like I said, such as the fish oil and the digestive enzyme. I give people, you know, a list of symptoms. For instance, if they're having digestive issues, these may be some of the symptoms. And a lot of people like to, I don't know, I guess assess themselves, but I do recommend that they get tested. You know, I give a list of labs in the book that they can take to their doctor and be tested with a list of labs.
And then I think that's one aspect that makes your book pretty different than what's out there right now. I mean, you know, we're getting ready to that time of year, the season where people are getting mindful of, you know, eating a lot of, you know, poor foods and stress and all those things. You know, when people, you know, especially, you know, start looking for resources and there's just so much information out there on nutrition and so forth, how do you explain to people how this book is different than, you know, what's currently out there?
Well, my book, The Power of Four, the four powers are nutrition, lifestyle, exercise, and supplements. So all components are in the book. And the book is taking a holistic approach toward health and wellness, which is holistic health is an integrative approach that addresses the whole person, and it focuses on wellness and prevention. It's not sick care. And if, you know, I cover things such as attaining peace of mind, happiness, and total well-being on all levels, you know, not just the physical, but the emotional and the spiritual. And like I said, the purpose of my writing this book is to make a difference in people's lives where they can take control and responsibility for themselves and the choices that they make to attain health and feel good, look good, and pretty much that's what everybody wants.
Well, yeah, and I think you hit on something really key because, you know, you and I have both coached for a while, and a lot of people come to us and they think the losing weight or, you know, losing body fat will make them happier, and in the end they sort of get those goals and they find out, oops, I'm still not pretty happy. You know, have you found that as well?
Yes, and it's, you know, that's why there's that emotional component as well. And, you know, if a person isn't willing to dig into their deeper issues, you know, that can hinder weight loss. If I try to get people to focus on health first and foremost, and the fat and the weight loss will happen naturally if you focus on health first. If a person implements some of these winning formulas for health, the body fat melts off.
Well, that makes a lot of sense that you said. I know it's one of those simply yet profound things because everything you mentioned today, I mean, from adrenal fatigue, I mean, people get that simply just from being stressed out all the time. And, you know, the bad eating habits can come from emotional issues just as much as they can just an unwillingness to be fit. So, I mean, if people aren't if you're doing healthy habits, of course you're going to be relatively fit, right?
Well, for the most part. The most part, yes. You know, if you're following through and just addressing all areas, like I said, the physical, emotional, mental, intellectual, and spiritual, you know, we're human beings. No one's going to be perfect, but.
No. No, but people, I mean, I think you hit it on the head. I mean, it's giving too much power. You know, I always tell people when they come in and see me that they go, you're going to make me fit. You're going to make me lose weight. And I tell them, no, I'll guide you, but you have to ultimately do it, huh?
That's right. We'll give them the directions. They got to do the driving.
Yeah. And do you outline some strategies for people in this book?
Yes, I do. I give them a lot of different winning formulas, which are little goals that they can implement throughout their week. Like I said, when we first started our conversation, I have the person focus on two things every week, and then they add two more the next week. And it seems to make people more compliant.
That's awesome. Because, I mean, I want people to know out there, you know, there's a lot of people that get on interviews and talk a lot. And I personally have seen the results you've gotten with your clients, and it's pretty amazing. So I know when people adhere to the programs that you give them, they definitely get results. This is not just a you know, sales pitch. This is actually something I've witnessed, and I've been always very impressed with your ability to get people. And this can be very everyday people that have always struggled with, you know, fitness and weight loss, and you've really done a tremendous job to help them. So definitely this is something I want people to take seriously. This is not, you know, something we're just trying to sell. This can make a profound difference for a lot of people, and if not yourself, then I think definitely this is a great gift for someone in your family that struggled with these problems, or a friend that you may think that, you know, has had the same similar challenges. So, Paul, we're winding down the end. I really appreciate your time, but, you know, I want you to talk a little bit about, you know, you're running a special on the 20th. I want you to tell people how they can get your book and, you know, what the special is all about.
Okay, well, they can visit my website. It's paulaowens.com. And if they go to the page where the book is and scroll down, there's a link to Amazon. And on this Friday, the book is going to be available on Amazon.com for $11.33 for the whole day on Friday, November 20th. And like I said, they can go to my website, paulaowens.com, go to the page where the book is, The Power of Four. And if they scroll to the bottom, it takes them right to that Amazon link.
That's a steal. That really is, because to get this type of information, you know, Paula, I mean, I've been probably to just a handful of the ones that you've been to, and people are spending thousands of dollars to learn this information, and you've gone to far more than even I have, and I know you've invested the time and the money to learn these strategies and then implement them with people, because there's a big difference between knowing the information and knowing how to implement it, you know, to real life situations. So definitely, Paul, can you give them the information one more time? So they go to your website, paulaowens.com, and they select on the tab that says book The Power of Four on the 20th. They can get the book for just $11.95?
Yeah, they'll scroll down. They have to get it through Amazon. So
okay. On
that book page, there's a link to Amazon, and they'll order it there and be able to get it that day for $11.33.
Awesome. Well, Paula, thank you so much. I know you're super busy, so I appreciate you just spending a couple minutes with us. And again, you know, I encourage people to stop off at your website, paulaowens.com, where they can pick up the book. And, you know, right now is an important time for people to make time and invest in themselves. So I hope people really take this opportunity to get a high-quality resource at a killer price. So thank you again so much, Paula.
Oh, thanks, Josh. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And if you want to learn more, you can listen to this interview again on fanbagfitnesssystems.com.